Right, Brian Sobis finished the race. Not only did you finish, you finished second place. I believe this is your best finish.
I did finish second once before, but this is actually my first race I've finished with my own car. So we're ecstatic, and it was second place, so happy.
You're a fan of Otto. A lot of guys are. Were you not a fan of Otto as far as the last end of that race? Were you kind of hoping maybe just, well, maybe I hope the car kind of tweaks a little bit or burps a little bit on a restart. Maybe I can get by him.
We didn't have a damn thing for him, but I would have been a big fan of him, you know, maybe bobbling or pulling over and let me win or something. I mean, but you know what? Otto is a true sportsman. He's a great guy. As far as, you know, helping me, he's my biggest help as far as setup goes. He's helped me out with a lot of parts. I mean, he's a genuinely great guy, and to finish second behind him is an honor.
An excellent finish and a good run. You've definitely got something to build on now, some good numbers.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's the first race we've even finished. We haven't even had time to really tweak on the car an awful lot. I mean, it seems like every time we've brought the car to the track, we've been a little bit better, a little bit faster, you know, in warm-ups. We were hanging around the top three all night, you know, so we're getting there. I mean, I got to get the car better in the longer runs. I mean, we didn't have a thing for Otto, and I'll tell you what, if it, you know, the car got so tight on me, if it was turning a little bit better, you know, maybe we would have been able to hang with him. Maybe he wouldn't have had as easy of a time blowing by us, you know, when he did. So we got something to build on. We're heading in the right direction. We're going to get faster.
The second half and towards the end of the race, were you more worried about holding on to second, or were you kind of hoping something might happen to Otto?
Yeah, I was trying to play defense and guard the bottom and not slip up, which was really tough because, like I said, the car was getting so tight I could barely turn it and keep it to the bottom. So I was just trying to play it smart and finish the race. And, you know, Danzer drove me very clean. Bond drove me very clean. And you know, I thank them guys a ton.
Where do you go from here?
I think we're going to win one this year.
You going to promise your sponsors that?
Maybe.
All right, who do you have for sponsoring the car this year?
CNY Power Equipment, Deborah Greenhouses, Hedger Fabrication, Ken's Collision, Saves Auto Body, Rick's Rags, Sarah's Home Cleaning, Schneider Packaging Equipment. I got a lot of sponsors. I do. I have a lot of great guys that help me out, and I have an awesome crew, and I thank all of them. Those guys work around the clock on my car for me, and I wicked appreciate it.
Where do you find the time? I heard you're engaged now.
It's tough. You know, she's very supportive of me. You know, fortunately, she doesn't really say an awful lot. I get to work on my car as much as it really takes, and I'm very fortunate for that.